Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor James Helms, Jr. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 52. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not that I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. And he laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him. But he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Our Savior taught us to pray the words, "Thy will be done." This is a short but difficult prayer to live out. God's will is contrary to the desires of the flesh. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, the mind is set on the flesh. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. It desires the exact opposite of everything the Ten Commandments teaches us, and worse still, the devil knows our every desire of the flesh, and how to use those desires against us. The avoidance of suffering in favor of personal comfort is no exception to this. God calls us in the first commandment to fear, love, and trust Him above all things. To receive his gifts and say, "This is enough for me." This requires some amount of suffering in the flesh as we deny ourselves what is beyond the gifts God has given us. Every man is given so much money, so much time, and so many resources. The flesh looks at this and says, "This is not enough for me. I desire more, more money, more time, more pleasures, and if God will not provide it, then I will acquire it my own way." We can relate to Jesus's human We can relate to Jesus's human desire not to suffer. But as Christians, we know that suffering in this life is par for the course. We can rightly pray to our Father to ease our sufferings and provide various comforts. But sometimes the answer is not what we expect. God has promised to provide all that we need, but not everything that we want. Make no mistake about it. Jesus, as the Son of God, did not need to endure what he did for us. If he so chose, he could have asked for legions of angels to rescue him. Not that he needed them. He commanded the tree to wither when it did not bear fruit. He could have just as easily defended himself with a word against these men. Yet he chose to be captured and betrayed, going so far as to bring Judas into his inner circle, knowing what would happen. He chose the will of the Father. As a man, Jesus did not want to suffer. He prayed that, if possible, another way would be found. Yet he knew from eternity past that this was the only way. Therefore, in accordance with the one shared divine will, he carried out the plan that he, the Father, and the Holy Spirit had conceived before the foundations of the world, all with the purpose of redeeming for himself a people washed in his blood. He denied himself pleasures and even his own life for our sake. Likewise, we pray in all things, thy will be done, trusting in God's good will for us. Why did my father deny me a cookie before dinner? Because it was for my good. Why did God allow me to suffer or deny me my prayers or petitions? I do not know. But I do know that his will is the good of those who love and trust in him. So, suffer well, fellow servant of the Most High God, knowing that thy will be done is a sacrifice worth making. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in the Garden of Gethsemane, you suffered the agony of drinking from the cup of your Father's wrath against your You suffered the agony of drinking from the cup of your Father's wrath against our sin, being betrayed by a kiss from one of your own. Give us strength to remain awake as we now wait and watch for your coming again, knowing that the Father's wrath against us has been satisfied by your blood, death, and vindicating resurrection. And vindicating resurrection. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.